Is there such a thing as screwing up the ornament placing on the tree? Yep, and Raven did it.
Yeah, at least if it's in my household. I do it pretty much every single season, Anna. It's a tense time when we decorate the Christmas tree.
That's right. He messed up his Christmas tree. It's Anna and Raven. What did you do wrong this time?
Well, I have to say that it's usually more of the same. So usually I'm not engaged enough. That's one of the biggest complaints from my wife in all activities. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. Could be anything. Hanging a picture, working in the yard, whatever. I'm not engaged enough is what my wife says.
You don't care enough about the ornaments.
But this time I was actually very engaged in the tree. Now, so this year the biggest complaints were, number one, my placement is wrong. Right. So I put the big ones in the small places. I put the small ones in the wrong places. I don't put any deep enough in the tree, that kind of thing, because she likes them like hidden in there. Like it's like an owl or a bird living inside the tree.
Okay.
I always go for the heavy ornaments on the light branches
because
we don't get one of the trees that stabs you. Mm-hmm. And she won't go for a fake tree. So, you know, you got to deal with the tree that, you know, it's got soft branches. What are you going to do?
Rookie.
And then I don't know which ornaments are the important ones.
Oh, that's
so
a big problem. Oh, that's a huge problem.
I mean, keep in mind, I didn't grow up with my wife. We got married. We got together 13 years ago. So I don't know which ones were important from when she was 8 years old.
After 13 years, you don't know which ornaments are the important ornaments?
I mean, she made me put a Duncan house on the thing and said, I just like that one. So, I mean, in her mind, which ones are important versus the other? I figure the handmade one. And she's like, no, you can't put that up there. It's falling apart. So wait a minute. You have it still in the box. We don't put it on the tree. But yet, that's where it lives.
Right.
So.
It's so funny because.
Those are the typical things.
When you told me that Alicia was yelling at you for the ornament placing, I was like, that's ridiculous. And then I started thinking about it. I go, my husband never helps me. He helps me put the lights on.
Right.
But he won't touch the ornaments. And I go, oh, this is why.
Because I'm sure you're a tough critic.
Right. So I was thinking about it. I go, there are some rules to the ornament placing in my house. One, you never, ever hang an ornament on a wire. I don't care how weak our branches are. You never hang an ornament
on the
wire.
Lights. So is that because you're afraid of like an electrical spark or something like that? Or is it just tacky or what?
I don't know. It's just a rule.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Rules in Anna's house, clearly not to be questioned. That's a good thing to know.
Only the ugly ones go in the back of the tree, but the back must be as full as the front. It has to be equal all around.
Yeah, that's the way my wife is, too.
Yeah.
Is that there are ornaments everywhere, all the way around, and lights all the way around.
Right. Yeah.
There's no way we would keep the back empty. No way.
Nothing breakable goes on the bottom half of the tree because I have a toddler.
Yeah.
And what I've realized, too, is that like even when you're sweeping around the tree and things like that,
sure.
You still tend to knock the lower ones off,
yeah.
And that's when you have big problems. So nothing breakable on the lower half of the tree.
When we had cats, when our cats were still with us, they used to take things out. It was crazy. Nowadays, we can kind of get away with whatever on the bottom branches.
And you must have a designated hook for every ornament. Like, see, my daughter, she tries to do them where she can't find the right hook. She'll, like, try to squeeze the branch to that little tiny little loop on the top. I go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No, you have to get a hook.
But,
like, that's it.
You know, one of the hardest parts, though, when you're decorating the tree, though, is that the hook or the string is too long. Right? And you want it to go around the branch. So now you got to bend something.
Oh, here we go.
So either it's the hook's got to be modified, the string's got to be modified, or I'm putting it on there with duct tape.
What are the ornament rules at your house? You can head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.